Hi everyone, my name is Dennis, and I've been working on a study designed to test if adding a text messaging component to a proven teen pregnancy prevention intervention would add to the efficacy of the intervention. The study is just starting its second year of implementation right now, but this presentation is going to be based on our results from our pilot study, and so it's really going to just be seeing if if it's possible to run a text messaging component with this population. And so the pregnancy prevention program that we are adding our text messaging component to is called the Teen Outreach Program, or TOP. It's an evidence-based program. And so we're going to talk about how, why we're doing this study in Colorado, the methods that we use, the results that we found, and the conclusions that we found. This project is a partnership between a lot of different organizations. So it's being implemented at the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Denver, who serve a lot of low-income and at-risk teenage youth. Wyman has designed and tested this evidence-based program, the TOP program. Denver Health is currently helping with our text messaging component. They're sending out all the texts and everything like that. Colorado Youth Matters is helping with Fidelity, and the University of Colorado at Denver, we're part of the evaluation team. And so effective teen pregnancy prevention programs are really limited by the types and number of people that they reach. So at-risk populations, sometimes aren't reached. The people who should be receiving these populations and would benefit the most maybe aren't being reached as much. And in Colorado, ethnic and racial minorities are at much higher risk of having a teenage pregnancy than their white counterparts. And so that is one issue with teen pregnancy prevention programs. And then also, a lot of times there's a lack of sustainability of program effects after the program is finished. And TOP has been shown, the TOP youth development approach has been shown to increase retention in school and reduce teen pregnancies among their participants years after their program. And so why are we doing text messaging? We believe that supplemental text messaging may reinforce and also intensify program effects. Teenagers are often early adopters of technology, and text messaging is no exception. And text messaging has been also used in other health promotion activities, such as medication reminders and things like that. And they have been effective in those. So we figured that we could bring this technology to this population and see if we could make this work. So we conducted some formative work in the Boys and Girls Clubs, and we found that most of the teens do have their own cell phones, which would have been a limitation. And then also a lot of the teens almost all of the teens who had their own cell phones had unlimited texting plans. So this is a low-income population, so this was obviously a concern for us, but we found that this wasn't going to be as big of a barrier as we thought it might be. So we conducted, before running the pilot, we conducted a focus group to kind of see if the teens are accepting of receiving text from TOP, and also if they are accepting of it, what kinds of text they would like to receive, what their preferences are in terms of timing, like time of day, number of texts, things like that. And for the pilot itself, after we found that out, the pilot itself, we enlisted 96 teens, and we gave them four sessions of TOP at four different clubs. And these sessions were four of the different lessons from the actual TOP curriculum, which is around 30 sessions. And we also included 4 weeks of text messaging of messages that were relevant to the week's lesson. And so the 96 teens completed a baseline survey at the start of the pilot, and then we were able to complete 60 follow-up surveys at the end. And these pre and post tests showed we gather their demographic information as well as knowledge, attitudes, intentions, and behavior of sexual behaviors, and then also social support. And then we also had 12 exit interviews at the end to kind of see what the teens thought of the program and the text messaging. And so we sent around 5 to 7 unsolicited texts per week. The contents varied, but they all related to the week's top lesson. And they were sent via an automated texting system from Denver Health and to the phone numbers that we collected at the pre-test survey. And teens who did not have a phone were asked to partner up with another participant. So here's some examples of the text that we sent. Because of the platform of the text messaging, they came from different numbers, so all of the texts started with top at the club. And you can see that some of the texts were interactive, so we did ask for them to respond back. And we did aggregated all the scores of these texts and shared it with the teens as well. So for the results, I'm going to talk about the populations that we reached, what the feasibility of the text messaging is and in this population, and also the response of the teen participants. So we could see here that the majority of the youth reported being either Latino or African American, and this is kind of what we hope for, since these are the groups that are really at risk in Colorado. And also a majority of the teens were younger, so 14 to 15 years old. The participants, based on their pre-test survey, also reported having multiple risk behaviors. So very early onset of a very early age of sexual debut. 42% reported having sex at age 13 or younger, with a lot of the younger teens reporting this more so than the older teens. While 34% indicated they intended to have sex within the following 3 months, less than half said that they planned on using any form of contraceptive, which is a big issue. And then also a lot more of the younger teens reported having concurrent sex partners than the older teens than general. So that's kind of the baseline population that we found that we were working with. And then this is after the pilot. These are the responses that we received from the teens. So most of the teens said that this intervention, or that the top lessons, were at least somewhat helpful, with half reporting that they're very useful. And then most of the teens also said that they were at least somewhat likely to think about what they learned in the lessons and through the text messaging, with 41% saying that they're very likely. And then based on our exit interviews, we found out that the youth were really enthusiastic about the program. They really enjoyed it. They really liked the text messaging, and a lot of them found that the contents of both the program and the text messaging were very valuable, and a lot of them said that they would like to do it this again if they could. And so conclusions that we drew from the pilot, we found that a text message enhancement to a pregnancy prevention program can be implemented successfully in a teenage population, including an at-risk population, that the text messages offer an opportunity to reinforce lessons learned during the program. We found that during the exit interviews. And that it is accepted by youth, and it engages the teens, as evidenced by the teens actually texting back when asked to do so. And we feel that this should be looked at as a valuable way to increase efficacy of a teen pregnancy prevention program. Some of the difficulties that we found were the buddy system for the teens who did not have a cell phone wasn't very effective. So we, for implementation, we are using a web-based program called TextFree. And since, although it's a low-income population, the Boys and Girls Club does offer the teens access to computers with internet, so we found that this was a viable option, a way to get around this difficulty. And then also we did have a pretty low retention rate for the pilot, so we have been working with the implementers to make sure that they are actively engaging all of the youth and making sure that the youth are really excited about the program, and we found that this also has been increasing our retention rates. So I would like to acknowledge all the wonderful people that are working on this program, all of the participants, all of the implementers, and my contact information is below if you have any questions, and the contact information of the lead evaluator as well.